Oh, I will. Oh, I know who
will.
I am.
Yeah, you will. Yeah, you do.
You know who I am? I am Luke, and that is Brian over there.
That's wrong, Brian. I'm Luke. You are Brian.
Damn it, I always do that.
So close. 50-50 chance every time. But it is dueling tangents, so we get that.
With Luke and Brian.
100% right.
Sometimes I do it on purpose, and sometimes I don't.
There you go.
You don't know, do you? It doesn't really matter anyway. Welcome, everybody. You're coming back with Dueling Tangents. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. We've been talking about the bipartisan infrastructure bill that includes broadband that Tammy Baldwin has championed. Congratulations, Tammy Baldwin and friends, for coming together on a bipartisan infrastructure deal.
Yeah.
It was signed into law yesterday. A lot of people are going to get more internet access. We also talked about some 22 climate change proposals by the WISC Dems, which I appreciate them putting forth
ideas, suggestions,
and rather than
solutions,
rather than countering with other solutions or a possible different solution. Robin Voss has said, "Nee nee 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 boo boo, I'm a cocktail weenie, and you are not, so I will run your lives."
Yeah,
it makes sense.
It's also covered. You know,
I think it's a really good and very concise.
Yeah, it's a very valid argument on his end.
Uh-huh.
Very valid.
Yeah, very. Oh, so
and we've
well.
Also talked about a very valid voting address, potentially, maybe, from State Representative Shannon Zimmerman.
You could do it by living there, and that'd be amazing. But then instead, you
would
know,
be a way easier way to represent that district, actually.
This is Joe from Madison, who will be representing the Northwoods. How you doing, Joe, from the Northwoods in Madison?
I like the Northwoods, and I do like Madison, so I'd be just the person to do it. I can represent both very well. I'm calling with a tangent that's going to sound like it's from Mars, but it's actually going to get at some of the things you're talking about, because I think one of the things you're bringing up is logic and the importance of logic in putting things together. I want to throw out this tangent as we're talking about climate change. I was checking out a site, and this is from the International Monetary Fund of all places, the IMF.org, and it was talking about a low-tech, a very cost-effective solution to climate change, and get ready, it's whales. Now, apparently, I had no idea about this, that whales, especially the big ones, you know, the great whales, the blue whales, that kind of thing, they sequester up to 33 tons of carbon dioxide on average in their 60-year lifetime. And they take that out of the atmosphere. They, when they die, they drop to the bottom of the ocean. And so it's captured in this very low-tech, don't have to spend a dime for it way. Whereas trees, which you have to plant and clear and put up, they only absorb up to about 48 pounds of CO2 in a year. So it is this, if we were to increase the whales have been slaughtered to, you know, very low levels. If we were to increase the number of whales, this would be one way to get at it. And if there are whales around, you're much more likely to have the little critters of photoplankton. And in part because the whales stir up the minerals they need. They need nitrogen and, I forgot the other one, but nitrogen and another chemical. So the plankton, these photoplankton, they are responsible for sucking up at least 40% of the CO2 that's in the atmosphere.
Oh, and phytoplankton are pretty much the base of life in all of the entire ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if phytoplankton die, we're all dead. That's it.
Yeah. But if we could increase the photoplankton by just 1% by increasing the number of whales that we have floating around, it would be equal to planting, get ready, 2 billion mature trees. Or, it's a phenomenal amount of money or a phenomenal effect. So basically, that photoplankton would be equal to 4 Amazon forests. So
Joe, do you know approximately how many whales that would we're talking about here?
You know, I'll have to call tomorrow with that exciting whale information.
Awesome.
I could look at it real quick.
And last question, I just got to double check just to make sure you're not getting residuals from Star Trek 4, are you? Because that was the solution in Star Trek 4. There was a menacing thing in the universe, and Kirk and Spock and everybody had to go back in time and save humpback whales and bring them back on the Enterprise to go and talk to this thing. And basically, in the future, humpback whales were extinct, and they had to bring them back and rebreed them so that they wouldn't be destroyed by some weird thing that only speaks whale. So
and
they didn't have a dory back then in Star Trek 4. So
now we're going to need you to start serenading some whales so we can get that whale population up, Brian. So get on whale songs.
You get me out there.
Yeah.
I'm a
So you'll start serenading them. So we really appreciate the call.
I speak more walrus than whale, but okay. that's amazing. I'm honestly there. I don't know the downside to increasing the whale population at all.
No, I can't imagine the downside either. But you know, if we put that proposal before the Wisconsin State Legislature, Voss would say somehow
whales are out of our jurisdiction. You can't do anything about
it. It benefits Madison, Milwaukee too much. So sorry, no more whales.
Besides, my son is an avid whale hunter. I can imagine a little tiny cocktail weenie like progeny just hunting whales with an oversized spear that somebody else has a chuck for him, and he says, "Oh look, I did it." Bill from Econowoc, how are you doing?
Good afternoon. As long as we're talking about the environment, I'll give you a heads up. You probably all know about the wolf slaughter that happened this spring, brought on by yours and mine, great friend Ted Nugent, who's been out in the corn way too long. You know, this guy is supposed to be retired and put in a home.
He's ripe.
He's ripe for the picking. You're absolutely right. And Luke Hagelman, who decided to sue our DNR because they didn't know how to manage wolves. Well, here's some good news. And they don't like it. And I'm facing off with them as we speak. I said, you know, you sued our DNR. We didn't like what you do. We believe in our DNR. So all of us, and this is, I'm talking 10 to 1 to everybody I talk to, buy a wolf permit in spring or summer when they go on sale, a kill permit. On a certain day, we're going to burn them all.
That's awesome.
I guarantee you, those guys aren't going to get enough permits to kill the wolves they want to. And we're going to stymie them. And we're going to say that Robin Voss is backing us. Just for tongue in cheek.
Great. That's pretty awesome. Because, you know, it's your freedom. It's your freedom to do with what you want with your wolf hunting license. That's a pretty good idea. Because if they're going to go forward, by the way, the one that they had proposed that has been stalled, last I heard, the latest one.
Stopped by a Dane County judge here in Dane County.
For now.
They're going to see what happens.
People are just going to keep on trying to slaughter as many animals as they possibly can. Can't wait to go and kill more things to put your foot on it and take a picture and maybe have somebody else go and do the dirty work for you and mount it for you, because none of those people are going to do that.
Nope.
Not that it makes it any better, because you're still killing things.
You're not an amateur taxidermist?
I'm not. And again, I'm not crapping on taxidermy or anything like that. You know, a lot of people make a pretty darn good living doing that. And
by all means, if the wolf is a nuisance, I think that the nuisance should be handled. But
yes,
killing 300 wolves just for the...
Just because, hey, look, I can go and kill things now.
Because a hunting advocacy group out of Kansas says Wisconsin's got to host this wolf hunt so we can come up and hunt them? No.
Yeah, no.
No.
Go check out information on that. The hounds are involved, and it's just...
And in February, they did it during the breeding season, which means a lot of wolves were pregnant, and...
A lot of pups were...
Mm-hmm. Yep. So...
It's brutal.
Yeah.
And needless.
Not a fun thing, and Wisconsin is the only state that actually mandates it, but we haven't updated those rules in actually the last decade, and that's why the Dane County judge says the hunt is paused until we can get some clarity on those rules.
Wisconsin's motto, if it ain't broke, it doesn't matter. We've always done it, so we're going to keep doing it no matter what.
Yeah, and this is Dueling Tangents, and you can keep tuning in every weekday at 2 p.m. We'll see you guys tomorrow.